But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. And in the collect today, we pray, O God, who makest the minds of the faithful to be of one will, grant to thy people to love that which thou commandest and desire that which thou dost promise, that so among the changing things of this world, our hearts may be set where true joys are to be found. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The apostles in today's gospel, you can tell, are very much accustomed to the presence of our Lord. They'd spent 3 short years with him, but in those 3 years, our Lord had become their dearest friend. They had been through so much together. Our Lord had taught to each one of them the doctrines of the true faith, doctrines which lead to heaven, which bring peace and joy and happiness. He had worked miracles before their very eyes. They had eaten together. They had prayed together. They had done everything together for those 3 years. And so they truly rejoiced in the company of our blessed Lord. And in today's gospel, our Lord announces that he must go. He is to depart now. And the apostles' hearts are filled with sadness. But Christ promises he will send the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to console them. He is called, after all, the Consoler, the Paraclete, because the Holy Ghost is the true consoler in the dark hours of sadness. Sadness. This is a very human thing. It is one of the passions that exists in the soul. It is an indifferent thing, really. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. Sadness or sorrow over sin, for example, is a good thing. We should be sorry that we have offended the infinitely good God. But it has many bad effects, too. And keep in mind that the devil, this is one of his tricks, sadness, melancholy, depression, because remember that he himself is sad for all eternity now. He can experience no more joy, no more happiness, just bitterness and sadness. And he does not want to see you with joy in your heart. The bad effects of sadness are as follows. Depression, when you've consented to the sadness over a long period of time. Despair, that is the sadness at the effort that it takes to work out your salvation. It can lead to worry. It can lead also to the loss of energy in the soul. This is yet another reason why the devil tries to keep us sad. St. Philip Neri said that it is easier for a joyful soul to sanctify himself than it is for a sad soul. Also, sadness clouds our thinking. It hinders a good judgment. And it can also have some very harmful physical effects on our health. When sadness comes into our soul, it is always natural for the human to look for consolations, to look for someone or something to console him. The world's solution is to seek them in false consolations with material and sensible goods. This is what the world does. And if we are not careful, this is what we ourselves will tend to do. And this is a big mistake in the spiritual life, because we are seeking for true joy, for lasting joys. But lasting joys cannot be found in things that are passing, fleeting, material goods. So many people will turn to drugs, or to alcohol, or to money, or to impurity. Others will turn to their hobbies. Now, there is nothing wrong with, when you are sad, going and doing one of your hobbies. But when you so intensely delve into it, that is all you do to seek to run away from your sadness, that is where it becomes harmful. We'll seek distractions and recreation, which again are also good. Movies, a good movie is oftentimes a good way to help to overcome the sadness. However, it is not the lasting solution. Others seek it in sports. Again, this is good, but it is not lasting. And very many of us will seek a solution in the computer world. But all these things pass. Therefore, this cannot be the solution to cure our sadness. In fact, these things often become another source for our sadness. These things are empty, and we find ourselves always running away from our sadness, but finding more sadness in these material and sensible goods. The Christian solution, the Catholic solution, is this: to seek for lasting consolations in spiritual goods. That is truly the way to overcome sadness. St. Thomas Aquinas mentions that there are two real remedies for sadness. And we will add a few more to that. But he says that the first is a true friend who really loves us. And I do not say that word lightly, the love. Love is to will the good of someone else. That's what it is, plain and simple. And above all, the spiritual good of another. That is true charity. So this friend could be a spouse, it could be your children, it could be a relative, or it could be a friend in general. But to know that one is loved is a very effective relief from suffering. I should note here that a true friend cannot be found on Facebook. Facebook has truly devalued the notion of friendship. And that is also what they try to do with all the social media. You see that. You see, yes, I will bring it up, in the lockdowns, 6 feet away minimum, and then lock yourselves, quarantine yourselves over a cold, because we are meant to be apart from one another. But this causes even more sadness. Do not think that Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or whatever other things are out there can replace the presence of a friend, a true friend. The second thing that he says is a remedy for sadness is the contemplation of truth. And the reason for that, he tells us, is that to use the intellect is the highest operation of a rational creature, such as we are. Don't be scared off by this word, contemplation. Don't be scared off at all. What it is really is a spiritual reality check. You are sad? Why? You are sad? Then seek for your joys elsewhere than where you have been looking. Ask yourself, where have I been seeking my joys? Two things to contemplate when you find yourself sad. First is that perfect consolation can only be found in the next life. Our Lord has promised, these are the words of God, I will wipe away every tear. There will be no more sadness, but perfect bliss and joy. We should also remember that this world is the veil of tears. There is no lasting happiness here. Everything that we are going through now is proof positive that we are not meant for this life. We must, therefore, seek the things that are above. And that is precisely the grace that Holy Mother Church is asking for all of us today in the collect, to desire what thou dost promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed there where true joys are to be found. They may be fixed and not changed and moved around by the things of this world. We should remember that God is our true joy. He is a Father. He has an infinite and eternal love for all of us. He is a true friend who seeks our consolation. What else should we do when we are sad? St. Francis de Sales, that we should sing spiritual hymns and canticles. Singing truly does lift the heart and the soul to God. Sing. Then there is the use of holy aspirations, the little prayers. Sweetheart of Jesus, be my love. Sweetheart of Mary, be my salvation. Then there is the Holy Rosary. There is almost no greater remedy for sadness than your beads. In them you see all the sorrows of the Holy Family, how they dealt with them, how they overcame them. The Holy Rosary. Clutch those beads in times of sadness. Do not run away from prayer. Do not run away from spiritual goods, as we all tend to do. Sad, when we are sad, that is a time to turn to spiritual goods. St. Francis de Sales says, finally, that whenever we become sad, whenever it is, we must fight against it. We must always fight against it, and that we do with this threefold program: to contemplate truth, to seek a true friend whom you can unburden yourself upon and who will help you through your struggles. And then thirdly, prayer. This is a threefold remedy, and an easy remedy for all of our sadness. Use it. We all go through periods and bouts of sadness or depression, but starting today, use it. No longer consent to those moments of sadness. Fight them, because a joyful soul, more than a sad one, is more easily sanctified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.